This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you're new to the show, I read articles from rockstar real estate investors every single day. Because we know you don't always have time for long podcast episodes or audiobooks. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. U.S. News listed its 20 hottest real estate markets. Should you invest in any of them? By Lindsay Frankel. Let's dive in. Denver's housing market is on fire, at least according to a U.S. News analysis of December 2023 data from the U.S. News Housing Market Index, which includes multiple indicators of housing supply and demand, along with financial health measures. A healthy job market, low rental vacancy rates, and a low housing supply that keeps rents from falling may make Denver an attractive market to investors as well. U.S. News reports, despite its high home prices relative to the national median. Several more of the top 20 housing markets ranked by U.S. News were also located in Colorado and 3 in North Carolina. Multiple markets in Texas and Florida also made the list, consistent with recent migration trends into these states. U.S. News also used changes in the data over time to identify markets to watch as housing market conditions improve, along with just a few other rankings based on unique interpretations of the data. So let's do this thing. Why Denver is considered the hottest housing market? Denver's financial health subindex played an outsized role in its high ranking. In December, there were few signs of financial distress among homeowners. The mortgage delinquency rate in the Metropolitan Statistical Area, MSA for short, was only 1.8%. which was half the national rate, and the foreclosure rate of 0.1% was about a quarter of the national rate. Denver residents also have a high median income relative to median mortgage and rent payments in the area. Pretty cool. Denver has long been considered a desirable destination due to its abundant urban amenities and proximity to the Rockies. It's beautiful. Although rapidly rising home prices have pushed the city to the bottom of U.S. News' ranking of the best places to live, in 2016, it held the top spot, but it's now ranked number 99. But U.S. News data still showed high housing demand in the Denver metro area in December. Home prices in Denver are still more affordable than coastal hubs like New York and L.A., and local real estate agents report growing interest from homebuyers early in the year. A low housing supply, few building permits relative to new household formation, have kept those prices sky high even amid high mortgage rates. Rising prices have also created more renter households, with vacancy rates falling to 4.6% at the end of 2023, which is well below the national vacancy rate. Rents have risen 3.1% year over year, in line with national median rent increases. Denver's job market also remains attractive to movers. Though the city has experienced a 1.2% decline in jobs compared to December 2022, the unemployment rate sits at just 3.3%. In addition, the ratio of construction permits to the growth in employment was positive. The overall housing market index for the Denver metro area was 74.8, a 7.4-point improvement from the year prior. However, it's important to note that there are a multitude of housing market data points and different ways of interpreting every single one of them. Let's get confusing for a minute. For example, Zillow's index, which includes predictive measures such as forecasted appreciation, ranks Denver as the 48th hottest housing market. An 8-spot decline from last year and second to last on Zillow's list. What gives? Let's take a look at some other top housing markets in the U.S. Here are the top 20 MSAs with the highest housing market indices. The higher the number, the hotter the market. Based on data from December, including consumer and builder sentiment, unemployment figures, ratio of building permits to job growth and to household growth, available housing to supply, rental vacancy rates, construction costs, delinquencies and foreclosures, and, last but not least, ratio of median rent and mortgage payment to area income. A lot of these markets were popular with movers during the pandemic, when remote work arrangements and the desire for more spacious homes drove people away from urban areas on the coasts and continued to be popular when home prices peaked and movers sought more affordable residences. U.S. News notes another common feature, big city amenities without big city problems. Mo amenities, mo problems? Not for these people. We already talked about Denver. We already know they're number one. Let's just do the top five and then a few others. I don't want to do the whole list because that would be exhausting for podcast listeners. But you can find the article at biggerpockets.com to see all 20 of them. Number two, Raleigh, North Carolina, and a couple other North Carolinian cities, Virginia Beach, Durham Chapel Hill is number four, and number five, Charlotte. And I know I said only the top five, but here's number six as a bonus to get out of North Carolina, Nashville area, with a home market index of 71.3. By the way, number 20 is Colorado Springs, Colorado. 67.8. Not too shabby. Again, go ahead and dive in deep to the top hottest markets, the full list of 20 at biggerpockets.com. But here are a few housing markets to keep an eye on. To assess markets that were quickly heating up, U.S. News watched changes in the housing market index over the course of 6 months. Tracking the data from June 2023, when mortgage rates began a steady climb, to December 2023, when rates were beginning to fall, the publication identified markets with improving housing market indices amid challenges. Cleveland Rocks, which now ranks above Denver in the U.S. News list of best places to live, has a growing job market that is gradually changing the city's reputation. You might remember just 14 years ago, it was called the most miserable city in the country. But opportunities in healthcare, IT, and other fields have led to the city's revitalization. It's a really nice city. It feels like a big city and a small town at the same time. I love Cleveland. It's not the mistake by the lake, okay? And with a median home price of just $190,370, hello, investors can find affordable rentals for sure. As the city draws younger residents in droves, Zillow expects Cleveland's housing market to heat up this year. Go Guardians. Or Indians, depending on how old of a fan you are. The Virginia Beach metro area, by the way, which also ranks third on the overall list of top markets, has the highest HMI of the markets to watch. Each of these 10 MSAs saw their housing market indices increase by almost 3 to 9 points in the span of just 6 months. We mentioned Cleveland and Virginia Beach. There's also Detroit, Oklahoma City, San Jose, surprise, Boise City, Salt Lake City, Utah, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Fort Collins, Colorado. Let's take a look at some housing markets that are in high demand. U.S. News also ranked markets based on a housing demand subindex, which was based on the following data. 5 points, employment and unemployment figures, consumer sentiment, via University of Michigan, household growth, median home price, via Redfin, and housing rental prices via Zillow. Here are the top MSAs for housing demand. Just 10 of them real quick. Raleigh, Denver, Colorado, Durham, North Carolina, lots of North Carolina, my goodness. Virginia Beach, North Carolina, Boise City, Idaho, Phoenix, Arizona, Colorado Springs, Greeley, Colorado as well, Atlanta, and San Jose again. Pretty cool. Here's the bottom line. There are endless possibilities for compiling housing data in order to identify opportunities. Beyond U.S. News and Zillow, you'll find a differing list of the hottest markets from Realtor.com. Ultimately, it might be beneficial to compile your own data based on all these big names and big players and analyze it based on the factors most relevant to your investment strategy and budget. We should all do this. But if you need a place to start, consider the U.S. News Housing Market Index. The HMI for markets to watch, based on changes in HMI over 6 months, might actually be more useful to investors than the overall ranking of markets that are already red hot. But it's nevertheless helpful to consider the factors that earned Denver the top spot. And despite Denver's relatively high price-to-rent ratio, it's still kind of a favorable spot for investors seeking a reliable market due to its resiliency, above-average appreciation, and consistently rapid population growth. Cleveland, on the other hand, may offer an opportunity for newbies with limited funds who want to ride the wave of revitalization in the metro. Go Browns! Go Guardians! Go Buckeyes! That's Columbus. Oops. That's this Tuesday's show. If you're just getting started with real estate investing and you're ready to jump in on the action, oh yeah, then the Real Estate Rookie Podcast might be for you. Join Ashley Kerr and Tony Robinson for weekly episodes that train rookies just like you. From deal analysis to choosing an investing strategy, these are the experts you want to learn from. Head over to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast thingies to find the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Rookie Show. You can also head to biggerpockets.com/podcasts. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and I'll be back tomorrow. No, really, if I'm not back tomorrow, something's seriously wrong.